Blog Talk Radio.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. You know why? 'Cause you deserve it. You deserve it. My God deserves it. He deserves it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. You know why? 'Cause you deserve it. My God deserves it. He deserves it. God deserves it. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh Lord, all of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh Lord, all of the glory belongs to you. You know why? 'Cause you deserve it. My God deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. Amen. My hallelujah belongs to you. Amen. Still giving God the glory. Under the weather just a little bit, amen, but God is still good. Amen. There ain't nothing that God can't fix. Amen. Still have to bring it on to you. Yeah, I might sound just a little different this morning. I'm just trying to get over something this morning, but I'm still going to be obedient to God. Amen. He's still been good to me. Amen. Just like he's been good to you. Amen. So this morning, those who just tuned in, we're going to be coming from the book of Matthew. We're going to be coming from the 23rd chapter. Some coughing going on, but God is still good. Amen. Matthew 23rd chapter, and we're going to begin at the 12th verse. It says, "And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." And God is saying, when you try to put yourself up there and you try to make yourself great, he's going to humble you. That means you're going to be what? Down low. But he said those, amen, that humble themselves, they're going to be exalted. That means you stay humble, stay obedient, stay doing what the word of God said. Don't try to put yourself up there before your time or before the time God wants you to. Don't let people push you, and he will exalt you. He's the one. He said he resists the proud and give grace to the humble. He's the one that will put you up there, amen. You don't have to worry about getting up there too fast. You ain't got to have to worry about, you know, being ashamed, and you ain't got to worry about being knocked down, because when God puts you up there, he knows that you're going to be ready. A lot of times we let people push us and tell us to do certain things when we need to wait on God. You know, sometimes people don't realize you got to get and get teaching. You know, you got to get and you got to, how you say, be trained. And you know, sometimes the pastor might take you up under their wing and get you ready for the ministry that God has for you. But you don't never try to go do stuff on your own. You always have to have a teacher, amen. You always got to have someone watching over you and praying over you to give you counseling, amen. You know, to help guide you in the Lord. Somebody that's well-seasoned. Everybody's not well-seasoned to guide you. Everybody's not living right to guide you and to lead you. Those just tuned in, we have Matthew 23rd chapter. We're now at the 13th verse. He said, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees." Now, let me tell you what the scribes are, and so you can understand better, and the Pharisees. Pharisees, they like a Jewish sect. They people that observe stuff. They have strict observance. They go by traditions and written law. And they're more like self-righteous people. They're more like hypocritical people. And the scribe, or those are people that they write down the documents, you know. They're the one, amen, they're like a recorder. You know, like when you go uptown and people be doing secretary work, and, you know, they record, you know, everything that's being done, everything that's being said. And they, you know, they the type of people, you know, they keep records, you know, of stuff being said and records of things being done. They're more like theologians. That means they're more like into, you know, like the history of, you know, the Bible. You know, so they record things of the Bible, and that's the way they are. But they're not what they're supposed to, you know, be. Amen. And, you know, you got people that say that they in the church, amen. You know, they say, well, you know, I'm a scribe. You know, scribes, that one, they the ones write the things down, amen. They record things. Things that's being said, things that's been done, many things that was of the Jewish law. The Jewish law and the Jewish, you know, word. Amen. And so, that's what the scribes were. They wrote down things of Judaism, things of, you know, Jews, you know, what their laws was and what their traditions was. You know, like a certain time they celebrate certain things, you know, and do certain things, you know, like, you know, they wrote down like stuff like the feasts and the Passovers and the stuff, you know, just the laws, you know, of Jews and stuff. And so that's what they were. And if you look at 13 verse, he said, "But woe to you scribes and you Pharisees," he said, "and hypocrites." Hypocrites is people that you know, they tell you to do stuff, and they don't do stuff they sell. They doing worse of stuff than what they telling you not to do. And people don't realize, you know, that a hypocrite, amen, you know, they the type of people, you know, they know the word, but they not doing the word. You know, they pretend, they fake, they not real when it comes to God's word. And I told you what the scribes was, and I told you what the Pharisees was. They self-righteous people too. They just like a hypocrite. They observe traditions and written laws and stuff. They go by everything that follow, you know, written stuff down. That like if we have Easter and we have like you say Christmas and stuff like that. Death, Jesus' birth. They follow all of that stuff. But one thing about them, amen, you know, they're not really falling behind the word. You know, they just really go by traditions. They observe, you know, the times and the seasons and stuff like that. You know, things, you know, that people go by. It's like you have an Easter holiday, you know, say like you have Easter, you have the Passover, you have where some of them, they go on the solemn feasts and stuff like that. Different stuff in the Old Testament. Okay. Now, it says, 13 verse, "For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourself, neither suffer ye that they are entering to go in." That means you ain't going to heaven yourself, God said. and you ain't trying to want nobody else to go to heaven. You blocking other men from going. And that's what God said, woe to the Pharisees, the scribes, and the hypocrites. Because the Bible said, woe to them that scatter my sheep. And he also said, don't sit in the seat of the scornful and the sinner man's way. Some are sitting in people's way. That's why people have not come to God, because of the life that we're living. The things that we're saying and doing is not lining up with the word of God. Okay, look at 15 verse. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for ye compare sea and land to make one proselyte. Now, a proselyte is a person, amen, and this is what you need to know about a proselyte. A proselyte is a person, amen, they don't know the word like they're supposed to. They're like a newcomer in it, you know. And a proselyte, that's what God was saying, they don't even know the word, but you get with somebody else like you know it, and you try to lead them. And if you look at it, he said, You go over sea and land and make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him twofold more than a child of hell than yourself. God said, you making that poor person more hellish than yourself. You're a proselyte. You don't know the word like you supposed to. You knew in it. But you go over land and sea. That means you go to hell and high waters to make somebody just like you. And they be worse than what you are. Thank you, Jesus. See, you know, let me tell you something. The proselyte people, they think they know stuff. You know, you can't tell them nothing. Amen. You know, the proselyte is a person, they just coming into it. They don't even know the Old Testament like they supposed to. Proselyte person is a person just coming into it, and they just learning themselves. But he said you go over land and you'll go over sea. And then you make them like go to two-fold hell. Amen. And that's what he said. He said, you make them a twofold more the child of hell than yourself. You make them two more times worse than what you are. And that's what people do. They think they know the word. They get with people that really don't know it. And then they go and they mess them up. They lead them wrong. They don't tell them right. And he said, you know what? He said, and woe, 16 verse, unto ye, you blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. How are you going to say that, you know, you swear by the temple? The temple is what? God. And you cannot swear by God, because you know what? The Bible said that the earth is the Lord's footstool and heaven is his throne. You're not even supposed to swear. A lot of people don't know that. And they'll be saying, well, you know, I swear to God. Why are you going to swear to God? He don't want us to do it. Swearing is a sin according to the word of God. He said all his promises are yea and amen. And see, a lot of times, look at this. He said, look at 17 verse. Ye fools and blind. For whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? Let me tell you something. The one that sanctifies the gold is greater than the temple, than the place, amen, that you go and worship in. You're supposed to be the real temple that God's supposed to come in and worship in. But a lot of times, we'll go and we try to make that temple beautified on the inside. And God wants that, but he wants the real beauty of the temple within you. We are the temple of God. And the Bible said, when you defile the temple, him shall God destroy. Don't you know that's where God come in and live in and on the inside of us? He don't live inside the regular walls of the church. We are the temple. You are the temple of God. You are the sanctuary of God. A lot of people don't know they're the sanctuary of God. Stop trying to say the church is this, the church is that. You are the church. If you come in there and live right and do right, the church will be right. The church got everything. Let me tell you something. I tell people, you are the one that set the atmosphere. If you come here and you have an atmosphere of an attitude, don't want to be there, don't want to praise them, come in there to point the finger and talk about people and be hypocritical yourself, don't want to be obedient, how you going to tell somebody else? The blind can't lead the blind except they both fall in the ditch. The Bible says you sitting up there pointing a mold up in your brother's eye, and you got a beam up in yours. And let me tell you something, a beam is bigger than a mold. You got something more bigger and worse than you talking about the little things they got in them.
You don't come to church and sit up there and pick and point out the finger of something and somebody. You come in there to grow. You come in there to hear the word. Faith comes about hearing and hearing about the word of God. And after you hear that, the preacher got to be sick. You come in there, you're supposed to hear that word. That word's supposed to take root in you. It's supposed to fall on good ground. And it's supposed to bring forth some fruits in your life. And the fruits supposed to be evident. That means they're supposed to be seen. People should see the fruits. They should see that you're growing. They should see that you're not like you used to be, because the change come about in you. Because why? You're getting the word of God. You're getting fed. The Bible said those that hunger thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. I'm going to preach this thing. The devil don't want me to. He wants this little thing trying to bring me down. But I'm going to be obedient to the word of God. Because somebody need to hear this word this morning. Don't worry about how my voice sounds. God's got it. He's still making it where you can hear it. But I'm telling you, people, God says you're sitting up there, you're a proselyte. You don't know your word like you're supposed to. You're a new beginner, you're a newcomer, and you're sitting up trying to lead somebody else, and you don't know that word yourself. And he said you make them twofold hell worse than yourself. He said, woe to you. Don't put it all on the preachers all the time. He's talking to some of us that's hypocrites. He's talking about some of us that got the Pharisees and the scribe spirit. You write down everything somebody say, and then you want to pick and pour what you want to eat and what you don't want to eat. That's just like when somebody fix your plate and certain things you don't like. So you eat the things that you like. The things that you don't like, you throw it in the trash can. And that's the way we do God's word. The things we don't want to eat, the things we don't want to hear, we don't want to put in our spirit, we throw it out. We don't want to listen to it. Your ears is waxed dull. But things you want to eat it. You digest it. There's a lot of things that don't taste good. There's a lot of things that don't look good, but they're good for you. Those just tuned in with Matthew, amen. Glory be to God. We're now 23rd chapter, and we're at the 18th verse. It says, whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever swear by the gift as appointed, he is guilty. When you sit up there and swear by the gift, oh, yeah, God, I swear that he showed me, he did it. He said, you're guilty. He just told you. He said, but when you whosoever swear by the altar, it's nothing. He said, ain't nothing. He said, but when you swear by the gift as appointed, he is guilty. You go there and you say, yeah, Lord, I'm straight. I'm doing right, God. He done delivered me. I'm set free. And you know what? And God done gifted you and gave you the gift of love and forgiveness. And you sit up here and act like you got it and you ain't got it. And swear you got it and your fruit showing something else. Come on now. God give us that gift. He give us a gift of salvation. He said, ye fools, 19 verse, and blind. For whether it is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift. Let me tell you something. It's the altar that sanctifies the gift. The altar is in your heart. God is in the altar of your heart. He's the one that can sanctify things in your heart. That means he's the one that can separate, bring a separation of things that you're not supposed to be doing, or things that you're not supposed to have up in you. And God's the one that can cleanse you from all righteousness. Sanctification is just being cleansed. It's things that you're being set apart. And God wants to set us apart from things of the world. Because we in this world, but we're not of this world. Glory be to God. Look at the 21st verse, 23rd chapter. Whoever shall swear by the temple, swear by it and by him that dwelleth therein. Did you hear that? When you swear by the temple, you swearing on God. And you swearing by what? Him that's supposed to be dwelling in you. You got to be careful about that swearing. Okay, look at 23rd verse. 22nd verse. Okay. It says, he that shall swear by the heaven, swear by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Did you hear that? When you swear to heaven, you swearing by God. Don't put nothing on God that God ain't done, that God ain't said. He said, you swearing by God, and you swearing by the throne. That means by the heavens. The Bible said the heavens declare his what? His firmament and his power. It shows God's handiwork. It shows what God has done. Remember, he let us have a moon. He let us have a star. You know, stars twinkle at night. The moon shines, and the sun gives her light. That's God's handiwork. That's the firmament of his power. That's showing his glory. And God shows his glory in us, amen, when he sanctifies us, when he delivers us, when he gives us his salvation. He gives us the power to forgive one another. He gives us the power to love one another. That's God's glory on our life. When we change, the people see God's good works. The Bible said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and your Father in heaven be glorified. Every time you do good works, you are glorifying God. When we go out here and we do bad works, we glorify the devil. The Bible said he's the father of all lies, and he said the lust of him ye will do. Whom you serve is your master. You can say you love God all you want, but when you are living a different life, being a hypocrite, not doing what you're supposed to do. Let me tell you, anybody can know the word. Anybody. But David said, the word about hearing in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Let me tell you something. We got to get things right, people. God loves us. God is not playing with us. God's on his way back. God is soon to come. And you know what? We've been sitting up there taking ungodly counseling from people. We're taking it from people we know that ain't living right, ain't doing right, don't want us to do right. You sit up there messing with prosperous people. But I just told you, prosperous people, they don't know their way. They're new in it. And they're sitting up trying to lead you. And you sitting up there following them. And the Bible said they go through hell and high water trying to make you worse than what they is. He said, you are twofold hell. That means you two times worse than that person that you're dealing with. They make you worse than what they are. That's why the Bible said, know them that labor among you. You're supposed to know the fruits of a person's labor. That means you're supposed to know their works. You're supposed to know the life they live. You're supposed to know who they really serve. They shouldn't live one way out of the church and another way in the church. That's 1 foot in the church and 1 foot out in the world. Honey, God want both feet in that church. 99.5 ain't going to do it, honey. You got to make 100. You got to race to run. The Bible said that we have a race to run. Lay aside every weight that's so easy to beset you and run the race that is set before you. You have a race that is set before you. You have a mark of a high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. He said, forgetting those things that are behind you and press toward the mark. There's a mark. And that mark is supposed to be heaven. We're supposed to be heaven bound, not hell bound. We're supposed to be heaven bound. And the devil got us, amen, sitting up in the church, and some of us going to hell. Let me tell you something. That's going to be sad, and that's going to be something else. We getting all this word and still ain't living right. The Bible said, for if we willfully sin, there is no more sacrifice. You getting all this word and still living like hell, still doing like hell, hanging around people doing hell, hanging around people talking hell. It's time to change, folks. It's time to, Bob said, come out from among the unclean thing and be ye separated. He said, then I will receive you unto myself. God has not received some of us because we won't come out from among uncleanness. We want to stay around people still cussing and lying and drinking and smoking, still talking about people, still ain't doing right in the church. We know what they're living, and we hang around these people. The Bible said evil company corrupts good manners. You already know, amen, how they live. They're going to end up pulling you the way they are. He said, you know what? Oh, foolish Galatians, you did run well, but what did hinder you? He said, you did run well. He said, but now you ain't obeying the truth. You got something hindering you right now. You ain't even obeying God right now because you run around with somebody that ain't obeying God. Don't you know you become a product of who you hang around? The Bible said iron sharpens iron. You get around somebody strong, you will end up being strong. You get around people being weak, you're going to be weak. Get around somebody you know is going to live right. It's going to tell you right. But we get around people that ain't going to tell us right. That's why a lot of us get around people that ain't doing right themselves, because then they won't be able to tell you nothing, because they know you're going to throw back at them what they're supposed to be doing. I would get with somebody I know that's living right. I might be doing some things, but I want to get around somebody that I know that's living right so they can tell me right. Somebody that's doing right. Somebody that's talking right. Somebody that's walking right. But you get around somebody that's doing worse than what you do. And some of y'all get around people that's doing worse than what you're doing so you can tell them what to do. So you can think you big shot. And you know you ain't doing right yourself. You know they don't know their word, so you get with people that don't know their word, people that's in their innocence, people that they're just coming to God. Then they think that you need them. Why is you around all these people that don't never come to church? You got all this word in you. Let me tell you, somebody going to follow you to church. You going to bring somebody to church. Ain't no way I'd be in church all these years, almost 20 years of my life, and ain't never brought nobody to God. Nobody never got saved under me. Ain't nobody never came with me to church. And I've been saved 20 years, and nobody's never come with me to church. And when it did, ain't nobody never got saved. Something wrong with that picture, honey. You ain't going to have no crown, no jewels on your crown. I want some jewels on my crown. The Bible said, after you know what? He said, it's laid up for me a crown of life. But on that crown of life, you should have some jewels. That means some people that they looked up to you. Some people that they got saved because of you. Some people that got delivered and set free because of you. Some people that want God because of you. Some people that want to change because of you. But you ain't even got none. The Bible said if the righteous scarcely make it in, where the ungodly going to appear? They ain't even got a place there. All righteous should have their part in the lake of fire. He said the beast, the false prophets, and the liars, there's a place, there's a lake of fire for you in the book of Revelation. They tell you that. Remember, I told you the devil, the one birthed the lie. He's the father of all lies, and it started in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. The enemy will lie to you. He don't want your eyes open. He don't want you to be free. And we sit up there and we shape and conform ourselves to the enemy. He told us don't be conformed with this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let your mind be renewed. Get in your word. Meditate on that word day and night. Don't forget to let the book depart out of your mouth. You're supposed to get in that word. Eat that word. Man can't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Eat the word of God. It's going to renew you. It's going to transform you. It's going to transform your mind. A lot of y'all ain't reading. That's why your mind ain't transformed, because you're not reading your word. You're not coming to Bible study. You're not going to Sunday school to get your teaching. And some of you going to people that teaching ain't got no Holy Ghost in them. They teaching you with the flesh man, not with the spiritual man. How you going to have a spiritual man and you still smoking and drinking and doing everything of the world? Because God said he don't live and dwell in an unclean temple. That temple got to be clean. And God said, you sit with me, I sit with you. You draw near to me, I draw near to you. God will live in you if you are clean. You got to have the spiritual man of God in you to teach people. That means the Holy Ghost will teach the people what's right. You can't teach nobody you ain't got the Holy Spirit, because you teach them the way you see it. You teach them with your own understanding, with your own knowledge of what you think. But the Holy Spirit, it will give you wisdom and knowledge. The Bible says it's a confidant. It's the guider. It's the teacher. It'll bring all things back to your remembrance what I have said unto you. That's why you need the Holy Ghost when you're a teacher. You need the Holy Ghost if you're a pastor or apostle or evangelist or a minister. Whatever you are in God, I don't care if you're an usher or secretary. You need the Holy Ghost so you can know how to do things. Holy Spirit speak to you and give you knowledge, give you guidance on what you need to do. Remember, it searches the deep things. It knows the intents of the heart. It knows your thoughts. God wants us, amen, to come back to our first love. Go back to the old man, Mark. We out of time now, but let me tell you something. God wants us to get back where we used to be in him. Stop making other people worse than what we are. He said, wash you, make you clean. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Don't work out somebody else and you ain't got yourself together. Sweep around your own back door before you try to sweep around somebody else. You be that light. You're going to be the only Bible that some people read. You're going to be the only person that people see Jesus in. That's why you're supposed to be, your life is hidden with Christ. You're not no longer your own. You was bought with a price. It's no longer you that live, but Christ that lives in you. And the Bible said, whom the Son set free is freed indeed. Don't go back into the entanglement of bondage wherein God has set you free. I mean, don't go back into the mess that God brought you out of. Fight the good fight of faith. And do harness as a good soldier. You're not fighting with flesh and blood, the spiritual weapons. That's why you got to have your spiritual weapons. You got to have a spiritual weapon of prayer. Because the Bible said prayer changes things. You got to have a spiritual weapon of praise. Because let me tell you something, the devil can't stand around the praise of God. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. You got to go through fasting. Some things come through with fasting and prayer because fasting afflicts the soul. It loosens the bondage of wickedness and lets the oppressed go free. God give you weapons. Then he gave you his word. That's your sword. That's how you fight the enemy through the word of God. You're not using your weapons. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but spiritual. Mighty through God to a pulling down strongholds. You need those weapons so you can pull down those strongholds. Those things that got you in bondage. Those things that you can't let go. Thank you, Lord. I hope y'all enjoyed this. I had more, but I got to be obedient. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word, Lord, that is progressing in their souls right now, Father. And everybody on the sound of my voice, Father. Oh, Father, let it go forth, Father. Let it fall on good ground, Father. Let them hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let them be obedient to the word as well as what? A hearer, let them be a doer. And Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to let the manifestation of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in us henceforth and forevermore, God. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for being at World of Faith. Amen. Those that are coming, that listen. We thank you for Sunday school. Amen. At 10 a.m. on Sunday. Worship at 11 a.m. Tuesday Bible study at 7:15. Also, we'll be having a rainbow tea the third Sunday in March at 2 o'clock. Amen. We ask you to come and fellowship. Tickets are $10. The members is $25. Amen. Also, we'll be at my anniversary. We'll be coming up, amen, May 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Amen. We thank you. Amen. To God be the glory. And amen. And we'll be speaking at Pastor Lane's, amen, on June. Amen. In June, I'll be speaking her anniversary. Amen. I'll give you the date later on. Amen. We want to thank you, amen. To God be the glory for the things he has done. And any more announcements or any more activities that we have at the church, amen, which I felt for Sundays always, Family and Friends Day, we ask you to come and participate, and show love. Let's fellowship with one another. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's support one another. Amen. And we can support one another by showing love to one another, by supporting one another. Amen. Glory be to God. I got to tell them, I don't always have to be at your church to preach, but just come support me. Do unto others as you had them do unto you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. And right now, amen, we thank God for you. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.